She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thank you so much for joining me and coming on back. And you're going to be so glad you did, because guess what? I have got the very esteemed Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum with me, and we're going to be talking about back pain and how you can throw away those NSAIDs and you really can be safer and also effectively out of pain. But hold on. What I want to tell you real quick is a story. I actually had a friend of mine. She's my bestie from high school. And she was having excruciating back pain and wasn't getting it checked out. So this is we're going to start with erring on the side of safety. If in doubt, check it out. And I used to have a pathology teacher that said, if in doubt, cut it out. Okay. But if in doubt, check it out. Here's why I'm saying she was a survivor of breast cancer. And so she was having this sort of, and it wasn't that she was working out incredibly hard or doing anything that would cause this pain. She was having excruciating back pain for a little bit. At the urge of her spouse, she went to get it checked out. And it turned out that back pain was, unfortunately, because her breast cancer had returned. It metastasized to her spine and her ribs, so it broke a couple ribs, and her lung and her lymph. And so that, I just want to start out this segment because I think that prevention is the cure, and erring on the side of safety and continuing to wake up during our ever easily numbing world and pay attention to what our little signs our bodies are telling us. And so that's just my little story that I'm going to start out with, because I think it's important when we have these things cross our radar, especially when they happen to us personally, we share and we get things from each other. And sorry with that, Jacob, I'm bringing you on.
Well, Holly, and just before we even launch into the back pain, to give an idea of the power of natural medicine, even in the example you gave of your best bud, the strontium, simple mineral, has been shown to decrease breast cancer and other cancer bone metastases.
Right.
And the pain. And the herb curcumin in the
yes.
form Curamed, because brand totally matters here.
Curamed.
50 milligrams, two twice a day. Outstanding for multiple kinds of cancers.
Yeah, I talked about BCM95 curcumin in my last segment.
Yep, and I added in for pretty much everybody with cancer. And also, a study just came out this week that for those with a history of breast cancer, drinking 2 to 5 cups of coffee a day is associated with a 50% lower risk of cancer occurrence. And coffee has been shown to have anti-cancer benefits for a wide number of cancers. So there's a lot of good stuff out there. But let's talk about back pain now, because we have 36 million Americans out there who suffer with back pain. And I'm going to give you guys good news and bad news. The good news is that it's pretty easy to get through to most back pain. It's very treatable. The bad news, most physicians are absolutely clueless about treating back pain.
Right.
All they know is that there are these NSAID medications
right.
at people, which kill an estimated 30 to 50,000 Americans each year needlessly. That's a lot of dead people that didn't have to be dead. And surgery, and that's it. But when you treat the root cause of the pain, and we're going to talk about how to do that today, the pain goes away. So, Holly, I want to start with one important fact for the listeners. People go for the x-rays, and it's good to do the x-rays if the pain's persisting over 6 weeks. But you need to realize that in the vast majority of cases, all those changes, that little war zone on the x-ray, has nothing to do with the pain you're having. This is shown in the studies. In fact, if they take a bunch of people with back pain and a bunch of healthy people and put their x-rays or MRIs on the screen, the radiologist can't tell them apart. But if you lie and you tell the radiologist you have back pain, you're going to get a report that makes it sound like, oh, my God, I'm amazed this person can walk, even
right.
if they have no pain at all.
Right.
So understand that, you know, when your doctor says, oh, my God, look at all this stuff, that doesn't mean that your pain is cast in stone or in bone.
Right.
Because it's usually not the source of the pain. Most often, it's coming from muscles. And from muscles, it takes energy from muscles to release. Muscles are like a spring. We think it would take energy to contract a muscle, but no. I mean, if you work out a long, heavy workout day, you don't come home and say, honey, I had a horrible, hard day. My muscles are so loose. No, they're tight. Muscles don't have energy. They get locked in a shortened position. If you give the muscles energy, which we're going to teach you how to do today, the pain goes away. And it's a really fun thing to see. So a lot of it goes back to the SHINE protocol we talk about, sleep, hormone, infection, inflammation, impingement, nutritional support, and exercise as able. So shall we give, for the listeners, if you have a piece of paper and a pen, how about we go ahead and tell people how to make their pain go away?
That's right. So you've talked about the SHINE protocol before, and I think it's so applicable and effective for so many different things. But I love it because it's such, like, because you can really do these things and truly shine.
Absolutely. So for the eyes, let's start with inflammation. And here's the big threesome that will get most of your pain free. One, it's a mix of curcumin, boswellia, DLPA, and natokinase.
Nice.
The product that I use is called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Get the extra strength, take one, three times a day. It takes 6 weeks to see the full effect of the herbal. These can be taken along with your medication in the beginning. N-Pain is another mix. It's a mix of willow bark, boswellia, and sherry. Head-on studies, twice as effective as Motrin for back pain.
And less damaging.
Oh, and when they look at the stomach, there's no irritation to the stomach. They did pre- and post-endoscopies where they looked down with the fiber optic tube. And then comfrey topical cream called Trauma Plant. Just rub it over the area. And here's the trick with back pain. Feel around. If you can find the area where if you push on it and give it a good push, you're reproducing the pain. The pain is usually coming from that area or being referred, basically. And that's usually going to be muscle or ligament pain. So start with those big three for inflammation. Give it 6 weeks to see the full effect. You're going to see effect a lot quicker than that. But 6 weeks for the full effect. And then most of you will find that you can lower the dose of your pain medication or get rid of it. Now, here's another little secret that neither the drug companies or the herbal companies want you to know. Pain is like a fire. Once you've put the fire out for 3 months and you've kept yourself pretty pain-free, you can usually stop both the medication and the natural remedies, and very often the pain will stay gone. So that's, you know, step one is treat the inflammation. Step two, N for nutrition. Big, 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 big.
Huge.
Because the muscles, if they don't have the B vitamins, the magnesium, the other nutrients, if they're ribose deficient, they get locked in the shortened position and they hurt. So three simple things actually that I'll give people as the recipe and what I take each morning myself. I've already taken it this morning here in Hawaii. Is a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. One scoop a day replaces 35 vitamin and magnesium and supplement pills. It's pretty much complete from A to Z. And then add some ribose. Ribose is the premier energy nutrient. Two of our studies show that it decreased pain dramatically while increased energy 61% on average after 3 weeks use. Use one scoop three times a day. And then take Pectomega for your omega-3 anti-inflammatory effects. That's a omega-3 support that you just need one or two a day instead of 8 to 16. I remember while I was still living in Annapolis, I was walking down the street by the dock, the city dock one day, and all of a sudden I see this guy looking at me from across the circle. And he's staring at me, and I'm looking back at him, and he's looking at me. And suddenly he comes tearing across the street, weaving through traffic, and he runs up to me, picks me up in the air, and says, "You Dr. T?" And I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
He put me down. The vitamin powder made his back pain of 20 years go away. So easy to treat back pain, structural things too.
And Jacob, I took too much of your time. We have about 40 seconds left.
Well, we talked about a lot of stuff. So there's an iPhone and Android app, Cures, A to Z, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C. You can find the stuff there. If you go to my website, endfatigue.com, the things are there. But these are readily available all over the Internet and health food stores. These are easy to find. You don't need to be in pain. It's really optional. Your body just saying, "I need something."
That's right. And you don't need an ulcer from taking all those NSAIDs. That's right. So endfatigue.com, you can find it all there. And Cures A to Z. This is Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine. We'll be right back.